Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and today with me, I have the wonderful Monica Ion. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you very much, Melissa. It's such a privilege to be here.
Well, I'm excited to introduce you to the audience and have this conversation today. Monica is the founder of the School of Universal Laws and FTP methodology, spending 15,000 hours between 2016 and 2024 working with clients worldwide. She has supported entrepreneurs to achieve exponential growth and assisted women in creating personal, financial, and professional fulfillment. With degrees in psychology and sociology and a background in math and science, she developed a breakthrough framework using the 7 universal laws that make clients' results predictable and repeatable. Universal laws are fundamental principles that are known to govern the structure and behavior of the universe. They are seen as constant, unchanging, and applicable to all things, regardless of time or space. The 7 universal laws that Monica uses are found to be the most relevant to understanding how the mind operates and creates lasting transformation. And what my business partner and I always like to say is the 7 universal laws, or any of the universal laws, are not created by us. We didn't make them up. That is way above our pay grade. And so with that, I would love you to share, Monica, your story as to how you came to develop this framework and to be so involved in working with, promoting, and educating people about these universal laws.
Sure, gladly. First I read the book called Kybalion, and it's about 10 or 12 universal laws, and it deeply resonated with me, but I didn't find the framework to actually use them and apply them in a very practical way. And then I started to attend different courses in London, and I learned about the law of duality at some point. And I went back to Romania in Transylvania. Back then, I had a recruitment company and a recruitment and training company. And I was working with the largest bank from Romania, and I was delivering some trainings and some speech. And the representative of that bank was coming with me, and we traveled together. So at some point, she shared a very emotional memory she had, because her mom left when she was about 12, and she left with her father, who was alcoholic and also who was emotionally unstable. So just imagine this child at 12 going home every day and not knowing what to expect. What state is gonna be her father in? He's gonna be violent or it's gonna be peaceful today. So she lost her safe place. So I just asked her two questions based on the law of duality. What were your benefits that your mom left? And what would have been the drawbacks if your mother stayed? So I played with these two questions, and she started to give answers, answers, answers. And then, the shift happens when qualitative and quantitative compensation happens. So at some point, she just went silent. And I just felt in my body that there is this transformational silence in the car where things were rearranging, and it was so gracious and so blissful that I couldn't speak a word. So I just hold a space for her in the car while driving in a very beautiful place. And we didn't speak about it afterwards. So we just did what we had to do in that context. 2 weeks later, we met in a gas station. And she jumped into my arms and she told me, Monica, you sorted out some issues I wasn't able to sort out with years of therapy and different type of therapies. And I said, okay, this is what is worth living for. So starting from that, I did a lot of research and study, some certifications in using universal laws, in using different ways of understanding how the mind works and applying the universal laws into how the mind works. I sold my business, the recruitment business at that point, and since then I dedicated my life to this.
That's such an incredibly powerful story, and I love how you found your passion and your purpose quite by accident, which happens to so many people. And you followed your gut and sold that recruiting business, which served its purpose. However, it wasn't your passion, it wasn't your purpose in this lifetime. And now you are helping others in such profound ways. It's absolutely beautiful. So, how long ago was this now?
I think 8 years or t 10 years. I'm not good with time. I think rather 10 years. Yes.
And now you're working with clients all over the world and educating them about the seven universal laws. So, let's talk about this framework that you have developed and how you use this framework to work with clients.
Sure, gladly. My understanding of how life works is that everything happens for you. So it doesn't happen to you. And it has a deep meaning, which is very personal. When one discovers that personal meaning, that deep meaning of any traumatic event, they are not only free, but they gain back their energy, which was trapped in that traumatic event. So regardless what happens in the present, it has a root cause somewhere back, usually in the past, in the childhood. And because everything is a fractal and everything is a pattern, it means that if we shift one element, the whole image will shift. So we go back to the root cause. And what I did is that I designed different type of processes that take you to a guaranteed result. It's not an intuitive, it's rather a mathematical type of process, which acts on the root cause for every issue I'm facing with the client or the client is facing. So these processes are based on the universal laws. I'm not using all the time because I like to be efficient. And you are a hypnotherapist. You know what's the most efficient way to get to a certain result. It's out of your experience, and also you know all the elements, how to organize them so you bring the client to a certain result. It's the same thing, but what the elements I'm operating with is these are these seven universal laws. So I arrange them in a specific order so it guarantees results for the client.
Beautiful. And do you mind sharing for the audience the seven that you do work with? Because I know you said you first read the book and it talked about the 12 universal laws. And so you've narrowed it to the seven. And I completely understand that you don't necessarily use all seven with every client and you definitely want to be efficient with your time. However, sharing those laws with the audience for those who may not yet be aware of the universal laws.
Sure. The most frequently used is the law of duality, which states that the whole is made of complementary opposites. So everything is neutral and it becomes charged positively or negatively through our perception. So we cannot change the event. We can change the perception, the label we put on the event. And the law of duality helps to balance that perception by bringing up the other side we didn't see at that moment. So one event is neutral, means positive equals negative. But if it's traumatic, we perceive it as being only negative and we don't see the positive side of that. And by asking the question based on the law of duality, where is the opposite side of that? What are the benefits of that event? Then it brings us a whole picture. So we don't want to transform something negative into positive, but rather see them balanced simultaneously, and then you are free because you are in that perfect alignment with God and with your mission. So this is the law of duality. The law of duality also I use when people are using labels like you are always, or my partner is always like that, never the opposite. And we kind of know that that's a kind of a lie. We are lying to ourselves. And then I ask the question, where does that human being has the equal opposite? Because if you are always late, that's not true. Sometimes you are late, sometimes you are on time. So when you are on time and you respect the agreement when we had, and then you start to see the other side of that human being, which you ignored up to that moment, or the client ignored up to that moment. So that's the law of duality. Another law I'm using is the law of reflection. Whatever I see in you, I have within. Whatever I admire in you, I have within. Whatever I resent in you, I have within. This is very nice when you admire somebody, like, a very successful entrepreneur, let's say, and you see, oh my God, I'm having these beautiful traits. I'm amazing. But then, those positive traits come along with the negative side of that. And owning those as well brings you actually to that quantum jump to the level of that entrepreneur you admire. So this is a very powerful exercise to do when you want exponential growth. Also, I'm using the law of order, which would be the equivalent of the law of attraction. You can manifest to the degree of order you have. And you know very well that we have visions about what we are able to achieve. And those visions are not built, are rather revealed to us. And for us, are very deeply interconnected. So we are able to manifest to the level of the order we have. But then when we are pushing things and we want things out of ego, it gets more difficult because the internal structure, the connections, the ability to actually see those things happening as a revelation, not as a mentally constructed structure, is more difficult. So the law of order I'm using to help people to align with their purpose and their objectives and find the inner alignment with that so they are able to see it with clarity from within that order and then manifest it outside. The law of synchronicity states that support and challenge are simultaneously present, which is a big breakthrough because we have these moments when we perceive that we were alone in a very difficult situation when somebody challenged us with something specific. But when you go in and see that you have the equal support at the same time, it becomes so peaceful and the inside becomes so peaceful and you feel that you have clarity and you're able to let go of that thing. And if you apply this law again and again and again, you clearly see that we are guided, that this door was closed, but this door was open. And then when we see that again and again in different parts, we just realize that the universe is telling me that this is the way the water goes. So this is the way the flow goes. And I shouldn't fight that and lose all my energy there, but rather go with the flow. So these are the first four laws I'm using. We can talk a lot about this.
Yes, and I love all four, and you've explained them so well. And I know that you could do a podcast episode about each of the seven in seven different episodes and more. However, that's a really wonderful introduction to the first four that you work with. So thank you for sharing that. If you'd like to share the other three, you're welcome to, because
Okay.
yeah, please do.
Sure.
I love this information. It's all what I also teach. However, not to the depth that you do. And so I'm just loving listening to hearing you talk about it. And I know the audience can get a lot from this as well.
Okay. I didn't want to get into a long monologue on my own. This is why I said maybe we should stop at four. Okay. The next law I'm using is the law of transformation. It can be used in different areas. The main area I'm using it is when you lose something and or something or somebody and it becomes very painful. And here we apply the law of transformation in seeing who's manifesting the traits that you lost with that person towards you, because there is nothing gained, nothing lost. It's a big transformation, a big recycling we are part of. And when somebody actually leaves our physical existence, they offer you a very important gift. They create the space for somebody else to pick up on those traits and manifest them in a way that's more efficient to you. May I share a personal story here?
Yes, please do.
When my mom died, it was a very painful experience, but I was curious to see how I'm able to see who picked up on her traits. And just after she died, I noticed that the doctor and the nurses manifested her traits towards me, and then my dad. So I felt her presence there. It wasn't in the physical realm, it was in the spiritual realm, but I didn't miss her. She was there, she was present. But not only that, two other ladies, like in a month after my mom passed, asked me if they could be my mom. And I said, okay, sure. And both ladies were from personal development. I just started to work with the universal laws. And these two ladies were my mom in this new form that really supported me in my mission. So the way my mom was able to support me in the past was limited to where I was and to what she was able to offer. And by her passing, she created the space for these two new ladies to be my mom. So it was just amazing to see this.
I
The
love
law,
that story.
sorry.
I love that story. And when we understand the laws, it also allows us to be open to noticing
Yes.
all people who have passed are coming back into our lives and are still with us and part of the guidance that we're receiving as we step into the flow in our purpose in this lifetime. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you. And also when we are apart, when we travel apart with my husband, because we usually spend all the time together, traveling together, when he goes somewhere on his own or I go somewhere on my own, I'm sending him, look, here you are now in the form of somebody else, because I went with somebody else to have a coffee and he's sending me messages. Look, now somebody else is playing you in my life. They are noticing animals like you do. So we can have fun with it. It doesn't
Yes.
be so tragical
Yes.
time.
Yeah.
The next law is the law of heuristic escalation, which can be formulated that the more you impose order, the more chaos you'll get. So this is also a different form of the law of duality. But it has a very deep impact because you know that those people who really want something and they're not able to achieve it. And as long as they let go of that, they just achieve the thing that they wanted. You can see it very clearly with women who want to get pregnant. You can see it with a relationship, with one wanting a relationship. And then this law states basically that if you want something very, very hard, then you will repel it, because this way we have the balance, right? So the law of duality is in place. And if you fear something and you reject it, you will actually attract it. This way we have the balance again. So, sorry, yes.
I was just going to say that one I see all the time with people with animals. particularly dogs. And of course, dogs and our animals are so in tune naturally with the whole universe and the energies, et cetera, et cetera. And whenever somebody is afraid of a dog and they reject it, have you ever noticed the dog always goes to that person?
Yes.
Always.
Yes. So that we can see everywhere then the law of heuristic escalation. And the way I apply it is to support people to get out of that fear, addressing the root cause of it, and also what they want really badly to balance their perspectives about that. So it becomes neutral. Because if it's neutral, you can achieve it. And also, you can think strategically. Otherwise, if you really want something, you will not make the best decisions. And the last law I'm using is the law of fractals. This law states that in the perceived chaos, there are patterns that govern our life. And everything we are doing as a process is governed by a specific pattern we have. There are some very clearly seen patterns, as I'm sure you encountered, like the victim pattern, the savior pattern, but they are multiple and they show up everywhere in that human being's life. Now, changing that is very powerful reconstructive work. Because they are losing a way of being, which they are very much attached to. But it's very powerful. It's the most important, most the strongest transformation one can experience.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing those. And I want to go back to the previous law that you were talking about, when the more you want something, that because of the duality, you actually push it away. And so coming back to there's, I always talk about more of a good thing isn't necessarily a good thing, because the body wants to be in balance and we can go past balance, right? And so it sounds like that law is like that as well, saying that, the more we want something and we think we have to manifest harder and we have to spend more time meditating and focusing on it, and that law is actually indicating no, that isn't true, that we're not coming back to the pushing for it and the ego. We have to step back and be in a place of allowing as well. Is that right?
Yes, brilliantly said. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding it, because everything that you've shared makes so much sense to me. And I personally love knowing these laws are in place and that we can work with them. We can understand them, we can work with them, because knowing these laws are in place releases the stress, for me anyway, that it isn't all on me to do it all. And that everything is, happening for us always, I like to say. And what am I supposed to learn? And, even in the challenges, as you said, what is it that's the positive? What is the support there? And it could be simply a redirect, because we were getting off our path and we're being redirected over here to the path that we're supposed to be on, back into the flow.
Very well said. Thank you very much for phrasing it like that. May I ask you a question in relationship to
Absolutely.
that?
Yes.
Would you say that the symptoms are maybe our guides rather than something to fight?
Absolutely.
Because it comes with the law of heuristic escalation as well.
Yes,
Could you
absolutely.
maybe take it to that? Would it be interesting for you?
Well, yes, what I love to say is that our symptoms are the body's way of talking to us. They are bringing awareness to us that something is out of balance, so that we can then be going, this is interesting. Why has this symptom shown up? What is the message in this symptom? And we don't want to just make the symptom go away. That's just, that's the band-aid approach, covering it up. And then what happens when we do that is the body will send another symptom, because you didn't address what it wanted you to address. And it didn't want to be covered up. It wanted you to do something differently.
That sounds very much like the law of heuristic escalation. As you want to push it away, to push away the symptom, it comes back in a different form.
Yes.
So It's like what you want to get rid of, actually, it becomes stronger.
Yes.
But if you work with it and see it as a guidance towards the root cause and address that root cause, then you can have the transformation.
Absolutely.
And the symptoms not necessary anymore, right?
Exactly. Once you've addressed the root, then the symptoms can go away because you've dealt with it. And so, yes, this is, as an integrative mind body health practitioner, that's absolutely how I approach working with people on their health journey. Is the symptoms are there to serve a purpose. They're not supposed to be covered up. And let's look at the root cause for those symptoms.
This is amazing because you are actually using disalignment with the universal laws, which is the greatest truth we have access to in our time, from my perception, of course, and my experience. And you are using it in relationship with health. And it's the same principles we can use in relationship to business or whatever we actually want to achieve.
Absolutely, because the universal laws apply in all areas of our life. It's not just one area. And so, yes, we can take them and apply them to, health, to business, to relationships, etc., etc. Beautiful. So you have a book coming out very soon. I
Yes.
would love for you to talk a little bit about your book, the title of your book, when it's coming out, and what brilliance you are sharing in your book.
Thank you. I'm very excited about this. It will be my first book in English. It's about the seven universal laws. So it's called The Seven Universal Laws. It will be available starting from September. And I will explain in the book, I'm explaining each of the laws in details, ways to apply it. I'm sharing stories about real clients and real client experiences and how they had their quantum jumps, they were able to sort out problems. Each book has at the end, sorry, each chapter has at the end some practical tips and tricks to use that law, to apply that law in your own life. So this is the book about. I'm very much excited about it, and I look forward to have it published.
Well, I love that you have the practical application as well as the real life client stories. Because in my teaching, we always talk that if anybody's looking to create change, the way that we do that is through the unconscious mind, and that all learning, all behavior, and all change is unconscious and in that order. So the learning is the reading, the behavior is applying those practical steps. And when we have the theoretical learning and we apply the practical steps, then we get the change that we're looking for. And if we don't do both, we don't get the change. So if we just read a book and stick it back on the shelf, that's what we call shelf development. It doesn't actually get us the change because we just read it and stuck it on a shelf. We have to apply the behavior. Apply the practical in order to create the change. So, this sounds like an incredibly valuable book for people to read and go through as they create change in their life.
Yes, and it's a very good starting point because if you read it, when you read it, you realize that somehow you resonate with the truth found in the universal laws or reflected by the universal laws. And you have this feeling that, oh, I knew that, but I wasn't able to clearly articulate that.
Right.
And so when you feel that, it feels that you are on the right path or you are on this path to something, and that it's impossible after you learn about the universal laws to pretend that you didn't. So somehow they are transformational because they resonate with the frequency you hold within about that truth that transcends time and space.
Amazing, really amazing. And so, as you said, it's a starting point for people and they can start to notice the change. And then, do you work with people both one to one and in groups, or is your work predominantly one to one with people?
I mainly work in groups now.
Oh, in groups now, right.
We already have started three programs in English. I started the School of Universal Laws, where I teach future specialists, FTP specialists, to use the universal laws in strategic transformation, inner transformation that brings the outer results. So as you mentioned that all the transformations happens at the subconscious mind, we are actually working on that in a strategic way. And then they will have the results outside in the physical real world. And then we also have two available programs, Power on Heels, which is for women addressing their past pains, traumas, and this is only for women. And the next one is Inspired Money Foundation, where you can shift your money patterns in a 10 weeks journey. So this is what's available now, and we are planning to extend these programs as we grow into the English market.
Beautiful. And is all of your work done like through your school? Is it in person or done on Zoom live trainings? Or how do you deliver the programs?
We live on very different time zones. So I try to be in the right time zone to deliver on Zoom. So all the programs are like the shorter programs, the 10-week programs are a weekly meeting of 2 hours and a half. And then all the program is delegated. So they will have three assignments in between the meeting where they will be invited to practice to apply these universal laws in a strategic way to have a specific outcome.
Right.
And then they will work with their partner from the group. So this way they will learn to address the questions based on the universal laws, and they will be able to do it in their businesses, in their families. So it's an exponential growth, because I'm sure that you have the same way of thinking. You don't want to create addiction to your work. You want to create independent people who are able to
Exactly.
use what they learn from you and apply
Right.
it in different areas. And of course they will come back, because we all need, you know, somebody to be a mirror or a container for our transformation. So this is why the work is actually delegated, and it's a double win. Not only that they sort out their issues, but also they will learn a methodology that's very valuable. And in the School of Universal Laws, we have 1 day meeting, like 8 hours meeting every month, and they practice in between the meetings with real clients and in between them, because my purpose with the School of Universal Laws is to have specialists, FTP specialists, who are so confident in their practice that they are able to go there and do the work, that they will not face marketing challenges or self-doubt issues. I've
Right.
been to so many schools of coaching, and we practice with each other, but then when you are meeting a real client, that's like, you know?
Right.
So I said, I don't want to do that.
Well, I love how you've set it up to support all of your students to be able to go out and do the work. And I also love that you don't want to create the codependency, and we're exactly the same. Is We all want people to get out into the world at this time and do this work because it is so needed. So that's beautiful. Now, I'm just intrigued. What does FTP stand for, your FTP methodology?
Fast transformation protocols.
Okay, perfect. Fast transformation protocols. Love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing about the universal laws, your work, your book, your school. There's so much that you're offering, and these are really, really powerful techniques that you're using, or tools that you are using, really, in order to help people shift their lives. And I absolutely love all of it. And I also love to ask every single guest that comes on the episode, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
It means act from inner alignment. This way you will have health, you will have wealth in your life. And this inner alignment means your true highest self and what you are called in this world, what you are called to do in this world.
It's beautiful. Thank you. And if people want to get hold of you and find out more about your school, more about your group coaching, etc., what is the best way for people to reach out and get hold of you?
Sure. Please go to Monica with the C dot CX. Monica.cx.
And that's your website, and all the information
Yes.
is there. So we
Yes.
have that in the show notes for you, for all listeners to be able to find. And Monica, as we wrap this episode, is there any last wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Sure. Thank you very much, first of all, for everything, Melissa. You are such an angelic being, and the frequency you work from is just brings so much light. So I
Thank
just want
you.
to reflect that in the wrap up. Like, everything is a manifestation of love.
And it couldn't be said more succinctly than that. And so true. So true. Everything is absolutely a manifestation of love. And thank you very much, Monica, for coming on this show and sharing all that you've shared. I love this conversation and really am excited to help more people learn about this work that you offer and give people more opportunities on their journey in terms of healing their past lives, healing whatever baggage they're carrying around so that they can move forward and step into living their purpose, their mission, and being in that place of flow. So, thank you for being here. And thank you so much to my audience for tuning in each and every week, for being open to learning about how you can heal yourself, heal other loved ones, and that there are so many modalities that are available to us, and you will find the right one for you on your healing journey right here at the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. See you again next week. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.